George E. Larkin, who is the great-grandfather of these two Larkin boys that are over there now. He had a son by the name of Lige Larkin. And Lige was he's the father, to be the grandfather of these two boys that are there now. And he went on a mission back in the East. One day he knocked on the door, and a man opened the door, and he told him he was a Latter-day Saint missionary. So Lige had a good visit with the fellow, and they disagreed. He agreed to disagree, but Lige was not an argumentative man. He was a very pleasant fellow, but they made quite a hit at each other. About 6 months after Lige got home, this man was a businessman, and he got a letter from him, and he wanted to go. He was going to San Francisco, and he requested that Lige Larkin would see if his father would allow him to stay at his house that night when he went to Longview. Because in those days, he went by train, and he used to say you can't get anywhere without coming on, which was true until the airplanes took over. And so when this fellow came, the father of this patriarch Larkin, that was the starter of this business, he was getting along in years now. And he said to this man, well, we'll have a dinner, and then when we get through, we'll go into the living room. And when we're in the living room, then I'll let you tell me about your church. And when you get through, I may want to take a little time myself. So the fellow went in the living room and...
Did you tell him what church?
Well, he belonged to the organized church, this other man did. And he went in the living room and he said, you take an hour and then I'll take a little time maybe. But the man took an hour and a half and explained this whole thing. So when he got through, my brother Larkin said, well, maybe I could ask you a few questions. He says, when a Savior came into the world, who did he get to help him organize his church? The man said, he got 12 apostles. He says, when the Savior left the world, who did he leave the church with? The man said, with the 12 apostles. He said, well, that's true. Now, you're a Mormon, and he says, you remember that the Christ visited the American continent. And he says, who did he get to help him organize his church? He says, you got the 12 disciples. And he said, that's right, he did. Now he says, when Joseph Smith became the prophet of the church, who did he get to help him put the church together? The man said, he got 12 apostles. Well, then when Joseph Smith was killed, who do you think the Lord left the church with? The man leaned back in his chair and said, Mr. Larkin, you've absolutely slayed me. He later joined the church and became a bishop of the church.
Well, see, they believe the church goes from father to son.
See, well, what he
did say... They believe in Brigham Young.
Yeah.
That's true, but they still believe that it should be father to son.
I see that the reorganizers are having a little problem right now because they had one time, you see, father to son. He didn't have any sons.
That's right. He died with no sons.
Yeah, he didn't have any sons, so they had to make a substitution there for a while, you see. Now they're having a little problem again. Now, Dad, one time, he went out, his mother was in Snowboo. She was back there when she was only 16 years old, and she was married then, and she had a baby, and they crossed the plains, and had one that died on the plains. Well, one day, Dad came into the yard, and he said he had his team and horses and set up, and he said, I'd like to go run one of you kids right out to Hooper with me tonight, that's 12 miles out west here, where his mother lived. She was now 75 years old. When you get out there, well, he said, Mother, I want you to come in and stay with us tonight. She said, why should I do that? She said, well, because Dad was in the bishopric in the old Fourth Ward. And he says, I've invited Sidney Reagan, Jr. to be the speaker tomorrow to Sunday night, and I'd like you to see it. Grandmother spoke up and said, no, it isn't Sidney Jr. Granddad said, well, it is. She said, well, it isn't. He said, why isn't it? She says, Sidney Jr. dead. Granddad said, well, you come on in and hear anyhow, see. So she got her things packed up, came in and stayed. Dad went down to the train just before church time and met the man and brought him right directly to the church. Grandmother was over to the old home there on Madison. And this man came and spoke in the church. When he got through, Dad took him in, and they kind of come in that hallway there. There's an open hallway, and they had one of these old racks, you know, where you had a mirror and your umbrella and your coat and your hat, put your supper there. Grandmother was sitting on that north wall of the house, and she could see when they opened the door, he took off his, a little chilly, and he took off his top coat and hung it up. She stood up and walked in about three steps, and when she saw the man, see, but he came in talking with Dad and them, and he didn't see her, and he walked in about from here to that stool. When he looked and saw Grandmother, and he looked at her, and he stood up straight, and he looked and looked, and he says, my God, is this Adeline? And she ran and threw her arms around him, and they hugged each other, and then she took him by the hand and turned around to Dad and said, I told you it wasn't Sidney. This is Wendell Ridney, Sidney's youngest brother. And then she said, in the conversation as they talked, why then she said, Grandmother said to him, how come you're out here talking in the Utah organization of the Latter-day Saints? Well, you went with the reorganized people. And he says, well, Adeline, when I was about 40, I decided that I was getting to the point where I wanted to know whether Joseph Smith and my dad concocted these stories. So I went down into Pennsylvania where my dad lived. And he was, and I got there, he was upstairs in the upstairs bedroom. I went up there and I said, talked to him, and I said, Dad, I'm a man now, and I want to know the truth. I've been going to these organized people. Did you and Joseph Smith get together and concoct those stories, or did you tell the truth? And he says, my dad stood up off of the bed and held his hand up to the square this way and said, as sure as there's a God in heaven, he told the truth. So then I went down to Independence, Missouri to interview young Joseph. He was now the president of the reorganized church. And in their Doctrine and Covenants, they had a statement that Joseph Smith ordained young Joseph to be the president of the reorganized church when he was confined in the Liberty Jail. And so I went down and visited young Joseph in Independence, and he was very friendly, and we'd been kids together, just like you and Adeline and I. We'd been going to school there and all these things. And so I said, Joseph, after the lunch was over and he went into his den, did your dad ever ordain you any other place than the Liberty Jail to be the president of the church? And he says, no, he never did. And then he says, Joseph, you were never ordained by your father. It's the only time you ever went to the Liberty Jail, I was with you. We went with my mother, and you went with your dad, mother. And they opened, if you've ever been to that old jail, they had a trap door, and they had a ladder they let you down in. They said they let him up for 15 minutes, and I sat on my dad's lap, and you sat on your dad's lap. And after 15 minutes, they put him back down in the hole, and we went home. They said, Adeline, he just wouldn't answer me. He just dropped his head on his chest and looked straight ahead and wouldn't say a word. I got up and said, well, Joseph, I now know the truth. I'm going to go out and see if I can find the right people. That's why I'm over here talking in your church tonight.
Hi.
It's me.
Who was left?
What?
You were lost. Sidney Rigdon, one of the witnesses, and Joseph Smith, who was Sidney Rigdon's younger brother.
Adeline who?
Adeline Knight Belknap.
Our great-great-grandmother.
Great-great-grandmother.
With who?
She was Adeline Belknap. She was the first wife of with Gilbert Belknap. Incidentally, Gilbert Belknap was the first bishop of the Book of Ward. He also was the first U.S. Marshal of Weber County. And he never ever, he arrested every man who was ever issued a warrant for it. He was rough and rugged, and he wasn't afraid to do a little battling if he had to. But he never shot a man in all that time.